Broadcast sponsored by Mount Zion Bible Church of Pensacola, Florida. This is Pastor L.R. Shelton, Jr. speaking. We count the privilege to be able to come into your home again today with the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. This weekly broadcast of the Word of Truth is dedicated to the teaching and preaching of the Word of God as it is to men as they are, for the sole purpose of the glorification of our triune God, the edification of God's people, and the salvation of lost souls. We give you an invitation to meet with us each week at this time to partake of God's Word together. Greetings in the name of our lovely Lord, whose we are and whom we serve. Welcome again to another Word of Truth broadcast. Our Bible reading will be found in Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day ye shall say, Praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Let us pray. Our Father, we bow our hearts and our knees before thee at this hour, and we give praise to thy holy and righteous name, that thou art God, and beside thee there is none other. And how our heart goes to thee in praise and in thanksgiving for all that thou art and all that thou hast done, and especially for the gift, the unspeakable gift of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to our hearts. Oh, just let us praise you and praise you and praise you for all that thou art and all that thou hast done. And so we wait before thee for the unction of the Holy Spirit. We may declare thy glory and thy praise in this broadcast today, and that thy word will go out in power and much assurance to each and every heart. And there'll be the melting power of thy Spirit as hearts break at thy feet and crown Jesus their Lord. For it is in his precious name that we pray. Amen.
Peace and my peace on the cross.
Yes, amidst all of our battles and storms and all of our afflictions and sufferings of this life, we can praise the Lord, for He never fails. And that's exactly what He does for us when He saves us. He takes us up out of the miry clay, puts our feet upon a rock and establish our goings and put a song in our mouth, even praise unto our God. And today I praise Him. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my Deliverer. And I just praise Him for who He is and what He's done. We say thanks for your letters and gifts received this past week, for the encouragement and support of this Word of Truth broadcast. We request an interest in your prayers and pray that you will pray for us as we preach the Word of God as it is to men as they are. And dear friend, if you would like to have a part in this ministry, write us and tell us that you are praying with us and for us, that the Word of God will go out in power and in much assurance. Write us in regard to our circulating tape ministry. We'll be happy to send you information how you can receive these messages on a lending basis, circulating basis, other messages that we deliver in our evangelistic travels. Also, our free book that we're giving away this month is entitled Comfort for Christians. We want to put this in the copy, a copy of this book in your hands for your comfort. Some of the chapter titles is No Condemnation, The Christian's Assurance, Sufferings Compensated When We Get to Glory, Divine Chastisement, God's Inheritance, God's Securing His Inheritance, and then Precious Death, the Beatitudes, Heart Purity, Mourning, Hungering. All of these things are in here. 17 chapters. And you'd want a copy of this book for your perusal there in the quiet of your home. Comfort for Christians. Ask for it by name. And we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. And now for God's message. It is with great joy that we began this new series of messages today on the subject, Christ is Lord of all. And I do want you to hear us. For in meditating upon this blessed subject, my heart has been greatly blessed as I've meditated upon the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, as I've seen in Him a beauty and a glory as the eternal Son of God, God, very God, as I've seen Him in His condescension become the Son of Man, as I've seen Him in His unique position as the God-man, the one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And as we have meditated upon Him in all of His glory, my heart has been greatly blessed, and I trust that your heart will be blessed as we meditate upon the person of our Lord Jesus Christ together. Yes, it is this glorious person that we desire to speak of in these messages showing that He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of all. If you'll turn with us in your Bibles to Philippians 2, you'll notice there in verse 5 that we have these words, "Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." And this is what is recorded of him after he had done this. "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Here in these words we have the great statement of what God Himself has done. He has highly exalted Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ of God, and given him a name which is above every name, and says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, whether in heaven or in hell or upon this earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And dear friend, this will be done to the glory of God the Father, because it was God the Father who purposed and planned that in Christ should all fullness dwell, according to Colossians 1:19. The Scriptures over and over proclaim that it was God's purpose from eternity to make Jesus Christ Lord of all. We read these words in Ephesians 1, verses 9 and 10. Brother Paul said it was revealed unto him that the mystery of God's will was made known, that according to God's good pleasure, which God had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, God would gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. And then now, as we go on further in the book of Ephesians, that first chapter, we find this spoken about the Lord Jesus in his exalted position given to him after his death, burial, a resurrection, and ascension to the right hand of the Father. Listen, God the Father raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Yes, our blessed Lord has a name. It's a name that is above every name. He has been given authority over all things, and in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily, for he is Lord of all. And every one of us, your speaker, and all listen to me today, every man from Adam to the last, shall confess that he's Lord. It shall be done to the glory of God the Father. Also, this great truth of the exalted position of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is set forth in chapter 1 of the book of Colossians in these words. Listen. God hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Colossians 1:13-19. So in all these scriptures we are shown that Christ is Lord of all, and that every knee shall bow to him as Lord, whether in mercy or in judgment, because of his position as Lord over all things. Also, in 1 Corinthians 12:3 we read, no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Spirit. And dear friend, in salvation, every soul whom God saves bows his will, he bows his knees, he bows to the lordship of Jesus Christ in salvation. For the Word of God teaches that no man can be saved apart from bowing to Jesus as Lord. We never know his saviorship till we bow to his lordship, that he's King, he's Lord, and he shall be Lord over my life. I yield up to him all the keys to all the rooms of my heart. Have you ever looked at Colossians 3:11 and wondered what that expression meant where it says there that Christ is all and in all? Have you ever looked at that? That expression, Christ is all and in all. Well, let's look at it together. The rest of our message will be spent upon this subject. Christ is all and in all. What does it mean? It means that Christ was in all the counsels of God concerning man. You see, dear friend, irrespective of what the evolutionists teach, there was a time when this earth had no beginning. Solid as the mountains, had no being at least. You see, there was a time when this earth had no being. Solid as the mountains look, boundless as the sea appear, high as the stars in heaven look, they did not exist at one time. And man, with all the high thoughts he now has of himself, was a creature unknown. And I ask, where was Christ then? The Scriptures plainly tell us. John 1:1 says that Christ was with God and was God. And Philippians 2:6 tells us that he was equal with God. So then he was Lord of all because he was God. You see, according to John 17:5 and 24, the Lord Jesus Christ was the beloved Son of the Father, and he shared the Father's glory with him before the foundation of the world. For Proverbs 8:23 tells us that he was from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. Even then he was, according to 1 Peter 1:20, foreordained before the foundation of the world. And all his people were chosen in him then before the foundation of the world, according to Colossians 1:4. So we understand from Scripture that Christ is Lord of all because he was from the beginning, equal with God the Father, and therefore deserves our worship, our praise, our adoration, our love, and our obedience. And oh, my friend, I for one bow at his feet and praise him for who he is and what he's done. Listen again. There came a time when this earth was created in its present order. Sun, moon, and stars, sea and land, and all their inhabitants were called into being and made out of chaos and confusion. And last of all, man was formed out of the dust of the ground. And where was Christ the Lord then? Hear what the Scripture says. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made, according to John 1:3. And then we read in Colossians 1:16, by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth. And then listen to Proverbs 8. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the foundations of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him. So we see then that our Lord was the creator of all things. And all things were made by him. So he is Lord of all, and therefore is to be worshipped and praised and loved. Yes, he's to be obeyed. And dear friend, he's to be bowed down to in adoration. For he is Lord over all. For he is God, and beside him there is none other. Oh, this evolutionist theory that's abroad in the land today and taught in our schools, everywhere you turn, is born out of hell, for it takes the glory away from the Lord Jesus Christ, God of very God. And I'd rather believe the Bible and the Word of God and let every man be a liar than to believe man's theories, for I know that God's Word is true, written upon my heart, for it was written in heaven, and I praise God for it. Listen to me. Again, there came a day when sin entered the world, for Adam disobeyed God and fell from his state of innocency into a state and nature of sin, that is, rebellion against God. But not only did he fall and come under the curse of God, but all his posterity fell with him. We all came under the curse of God's broken law, and therefore we all became sinners, according to Romans 5, 12, and 13. I ask the question, where was Christ then? And I answer, he was there in the garden because he was the one who gave the first promise of his coming there in Genesis 3:15 to our fallen parents, that he would in time come and die in the place of his people. Yes, dear friend, is recorded in Galatians 4:4 that in the fullness of time he left the glory he had from eternity with the Father and came down in the world to provide salvation for his people. He took our nature upon him and was born of a virgin, became a man. And as a man, the second Adam, he did the will of God perfectly, which you and I had left undone. And as a man, he suffered on the cross the wrath of God, which we should have suffered. He brought an everlasting righteousness for us. He redeemed us from the curse of a broken law. He opened a fountain for all sin and for uncleanness. He died for our sins. He rose again for our justification. He ascended to God's right hand and there sat down, waiting till his enemies should be made his footstool. And praise his holy and righteous name. There he sits today, offering salvation to all who will come to him, interceding for all who believe in him, and managing by God's appointment all that concern the salvation of the souls of his precious people. Therefore, because of all he has done for poor sinners, God has made that same Jesus both Lord and Christ. And to him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Do you see him sitting there yonder, right now? Our blessed Lord sitting there upon David's spiritual throne in the heavenlies according to Acts 2:34. Yes, he sits there upon his meritorial throne of mercy. Angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him according to 1 Peter 3:22. And beloved, he rules over his spiritual kingdom, the church, which is made up of believers, for he is the Lord of his people, the king and ruler of his people, for they have all bowed to him as king and ruler. And praise the Lord, he loves them, and they love him. So they follow their Lord, for he's the Lamb, and they follow him whithersoever he goeth. Yes, praise the Lord, he is Lord. Again, there is coming a time when sin shall be cast out from this world. Wickedness shall not always flourish unpunished. Satan shall not always be the god of this age. Creation shall not always groan, being burdened. No, there shall be a time of restitution of all things. There shall be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. And the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And where shall Christ be then? And what shall he do? Let 2 Thessalonians 1, 7-9 tell us, the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints. Yes, when the Lord Jesus comes the second time to receive his people unto himself, he shall also pronounce judgment upon all those who have not bowed their knees in this day of mercy. We have a picture of this judgment seen in Matthew 25 in these words. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then shall he also say unto them on his left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
Yes,
he is Lord of all, the dead and the living. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord to the glory of the Father. But that is not all. See him in the new heavens and the new earth, and behold him with all his blood-bought people, the church, as he receives glory and honor for them, as he is the temple, as he is the light and the beloved bridegroom of all of his people. Also out from his throne proceeds the water of life, and along the river of life grows the tree of life, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face and reign with him forever and ever. Yes, dear beloved, the meek shall inherit the new earth, and Christ the Lord shall be the King forever, and we shall be with him. Oh, dear friend, the whole Bible pictures Jesus Christ as Lord. Therefore, every knee shall bow to him, and this shall be done to the glory of God the Father. I pray, and my prayer for you, every one of you listening to me there today, that you would bow to him now while yet there is mercy, while yet there is forgiveness of sins, while yet the fountain of cleansing is opened in the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And those words are still with us. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow, and though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Yes, he offers salvation, full and free, to repentant, believing sinners. But oh, how it is, we come and bow to him as Lord. And that's the way in. Believe in him. Trust in him. Laying down the arms of our rebellion. Hoisting the white flag of surrender. And looking to Jesus as Lord. And as Savior. And Deliverer. My friend, have you bowed to him? Oh, that the Spirit would work effectually in each and every one of your hearts is our prayer today. If you want a copy of this message, you write us. Be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you want a copy of the free book we're giving away this month entitled Comfort for Christians, you write us. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. We're happy that you've been with us. May the blessings of our gracious Lord rest upon you. Until this time next week, goodbye, and may God bless you.